السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the same dua. اللهم إني أسألك العافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية في ديني ودنياي وأهلي ومالي. اللهم استر عوراتي وآمن روعاتي. اللهم احفظني من بين يدي ومن خلفي وعن يميني وعن شمالي ومن فوقي، وأعوذ بعظمتك أن أغتال من تحتي. Yesterday, I read from, He will protect your religion. He will protect your religion through an accomplice. Some slaves of Allah were protected through a warning that manifested on the tongue of an accomplice in the sin, like the incident of the three who entered the cave and were trapped by the rock. It is related that when one of the three sat between the woman's legs, she said, "Slave of Allah, fear Allah, and do not break the seal except with its due right." So he left her. Similarly, there is the case of a guarantor from the tribe of Israel who sinned persistently, as quoted by Imam Ahmad and Tirmizi in the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. From the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is related that he became fond of a woman, so he gave her 60 dinar to have his way with her. When he sat in position, she trembled with fear, prompting him to ask her, "Have I forced you?" She replied, "No. But I would never have done this act. Necessity has left me no choice but to do it." He then said, "You fear Allah, but I do not." And he left her and gifted her the money. He said, "By Allah, the guarantor shall never again disobey Allah." He passed away that night, and in the morning the following was written on his door: "Allah has forgiven the guarantor." Another man once attempted to seduce a woman, and when he told her to lock the doors, she did so, and then said to him, "Only one door remains." He asked, "Which door is that?" She replied, "The door between us and Allah." At that moment he turned away from her. Another man, while attempting to seduce a Bedouin woman, told her, "No one can see us but the stars." So she asked him, "Then where is the creator of the stars?" All of these examples are from the kindness of Allah and how He intercepts between a slave and his sin. Hassan said when mentioning the sinful, they underestimated Allah leading to them disobeyed Him. Had they realized His greatness, He would have protected them from disobedience. Bishr once said, "No person with a honor would persistently disobey Allah, and no wise person would ever prefer the world to the hereafter." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. He will protect you through interception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also safeguards His slaves' religion by intercepting some worldly means, such as friendships, business, and other such relationships. This is because Allah knows that there is good for him in that, though he begrudgingly is unaware of it. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, sometimes a slave of Allah is determined to carry out some business, or he aspires to a position of authority and very nearly achieves it. Meanwhile, Allah watches him and says to the angels, take it from him. If I facilitate this for him, I will enter him into the fire. So Allah snatches that from him while he assumes it to be bad luck, moaning, so-and-so surpassed me and so-and-so is smarter than me, but it is nothing but the bounty of Allah. More amazing still is that sometimes the slave of Allah wants to perform an act of obedience, but there is no good in it for him. So Allah intervenes between him and that action in order to protect him, though he is unaware. Tabrani and others quote the hadith of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah says, the only thing suitable for the belief of some of my slaves is poverty. And if I were to give them in abundance, it would corrupt them. For others, the only thing suitable for their belief is wealth. And if I were to impoverish them, it would spoil them. For some, the only thing suitable for their belief is health. And if I were to make them sick, it would ruin them. And for others, the only thing suitable for their belief is sickness. And if I were to cure them, it would pervert them. Some of my slaves intend to do specific worship, but I prevent him so that pride does not overtake him. I manage my slaves with my knowledge. According to what is in their hearts, I am all-knowing, all-aware. One of the early Muslims used to persistently ask for shahadat when a voice called out to him, if you were to fight, you would be imprisoned, and if you were to be imprisoned, you would become a Christian. He never asked for shahadat thereafter. To summarize, whoever is mindful of the limits of Allah and guards his rights, Allah will take charge of protecting his religious and worldly matters in this world and the hereafter. Allah says in his book that he is the protector of the believers and that he himself will take charge of the righteous, including managing their worldly and otherworldly interests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. Allah is the protector of those who believe. And he says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. That is because Allah is the protector of those who believe and because those who disbelieve have no protector. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever puts his trust in Allah, He will be enough for him. And Allah says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. Is Allah not enough for His slave? If an individual upholds the rights of Allah, he will surely take responsibility for him, tending to all his interests in the world and the hereafter. So whoever wants Allah to personally protect him and keep him safe in all his matters should first consider Allah's rights over him. Similarly, whoever wishes to be safe from what he dislikes should not do anything that Allah dislikes for him. One of the early Muslims would pass by gatherings saying, whoever wishes for perpetual well-being should fear Allah. Someone once asked Umri the ascetic for advice, so he said, be with Allah as you would love Allah to be with you. Saleh ibn Abdul Karim said, Allah says, by my honor and my majesty, when I peer into the heart of a slave whom I know loves to hold fast to my obedience, I manage his responsibilities and his conduct. Some of the earlier books have recorded that Allah says, Son of Adam, will you not tell me what makes you laugh? Son of Adam, fear me and sleep peacefully wherever you wish. This means that if you uphold the rights of fearing Allah, which He has over you, you need not be concerned with any affairs beyond that. Allah knows your interests better than you do. He will bring them to you in the most perfect way without you having to worry about them. It is mentioned in the hadith of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whoever wishes to know his position in the sight of Allah, should consider Allah's position in his conduct. Allah grants his slave a position with him according to the position he has set for Allah. This shows that Allah's care and safeguarding of his slave will be commensurate to his slave's concern for him. His implementation and consideration of his limits and how mindful he is of Allah. Whoever's greatest concern is the pleasure of Allah and seeking his proximity, his recognition, his love and servitude to him, Allah will treat him accordingly, as he says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me, I'll remember you. And he says, وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِي بِعَهْدِكُمْ, honor my contract and I will honor your contract. In fact, he is the most generous of those who show generosity, for he rewards a single good deed with tenfold and even more. Whoever advances to him by a handspan, he will advance to him by a cubit. And whoever advances to him by a cubit, he will advance to him by a fathom. And whoever comes to him walking, he will go to him running. So tell me, are you walking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or are you running to Allah? By sitting in i'tikaf. You're running. Inshallah. So if you're running, that means you're adhering to this i'tikaf very strictly and you're not indulging over excessively in talking, in eating, in sleeping. Am I correct? Or are we guilty of all these things I'm mentioning? You have to ultimately face the truth. And the truth hurts because we are guilty. So are we running? Are we even walking? Are we walking? Are we walking? Inshallah, inshallah. At least let us walk. But even in walking, you can trip and stumble. So then what? One cubit. Even if it is a cubit, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. Amen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala convert it in the only way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's currency can, to running. Good or bad, whatever man receives is from himself. If he is afflicted by a calamity, it is because he transgressed the limits of his Lord. It is as Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, a slave should hope for nothing except his Lord and should fear nothing except his sins. One of the scholars said, whoever devotes himself will be devoted to, and whoever is confounded will remain confused. Masruq said, whoever is mindful of Allah when his perilous thoughts get the better of his heart, Allah will protect the movement of his limbs. Expounding the meaning of this will be very lengthy, and what we have touched on will suffice. All praise is for Allah. So we have finished the chapter that began with the dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to implement everything that we have heard so far. Amen. Chapter 3. Of course, this book is quite lengthy, so I will try and cover as much as possible, and then I may also chop and change to topics that I feel may be relevant. Of course, you know, I'm not saying there is something that may be irrelevant, not at all, but just giving it some preference. So you should make dua for me that I say what is required. If you're sincere in your sitting, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire me to say what should be said. Inshallah. Be mindful of Allah and you'll find Him in front of you. In another variation, the hadith says, be mindful of Allah and you will find him facing you. This means that the one who is mindful of the limits of Allah upholding his rights will find Allah encompassing him, helping him, safeguarding him, facilitating him, aiding him, and correcting him in every situation. So, having a conversation with somebody, and as an example, you go to that person and you see that person is doing something wrong. And so you say to that person, you know, this isn't correct. You know, this is how it should be, and this should be our conduct, or this is how it should be done. And you've gone up to that person and you're having a conversation, a brotherly conversation, heart-to-heart conversation, because you know them, because you care for them. But what tends to happen is they take it at face value. Oh, who are you to tell me? You're in no position. Are you some molana? And this tends to happen in our families more. When you become a bit of a Sufi and you've done your itikaf, then you go home, then you start to tell people, oh, this is wrong, this is right. Then they will tell you, oh, you spent a few days in itikaf, or you went in Jamaat for 10 days and now you become a big mullah. However, people don't realize that when it's correctional and it is in light of the Quran and Sunnah, this is your hidayat coming from Allah. But the means of hidayat is that person in front of you. You should never belittle that person. If they come with a message saying to you, be careful, or correct yourself, or this is right, or this is wrong, accept it that this is the messenger of Allah guiding you to the correct path. He is aware of every soul, seeing everything it does, and he is with those who are righteous and God-fearing. Qatada said, whoever fears Allah, he is with him, and whoever has Allah with him possesses a group that cannot be defeated, a guard that does not sleep, and a guide that does not stray. One of the early Muslims wrote to his brother as to what follows. If Allah is with you, then who do you have to fear? If Allah is against you, then what hope could you ever have? Peace be upon you. This special union of the God-fearing with Allah is not like the general being, is not like the general being with mentioned in his words, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you are. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. And وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ. They cannot conceal themselves from Allah. He is with them when they spend the night. The exclusive union includes assistance, aid, safeguarding, and help, as he said to Musa and Harun alayhim as-salam, لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى. Have no fear, I will be with you. And he said, إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. He said to his companion, do not be despondent, Allah is with us. On the occasion referred to in the latter, the Prophet ﷺ said, to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. مَا ظَنُّكَ بِإِثْنَيْنِ اللَّهُ ثَالِثُهُمَا. What do you think will happen to the two, the third of whom is Allah? This does not have the same meaning as his words. مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. Three men cannot confer together secretly without him being the fourth of them, which applies generally to all groups of people. So if you're two, and you're sitting and having a secret conversation, the third is Allah. If you are four, the fifth is Allah. If you are ten, the 11th is Allah. And also let me point this out. So yesterday, I'm sitting here and having a conversation, and I'm sure some of you realize that I was having a bit of a conversation that was not for general. But then some of you decided to come closer. I think you need to understand your limits and respect the boundaries. Now don't tell me I should go out and have my conversation in private. Don't have to. We find an example of the special union from the words of Allah as mentioned in a hadith. Beautiful hadith. لا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه إلى آخره. My slaves continue to draw closer to me through nafil acts of worship. I can never say this word. Are you doing that? My slave continues to draw closer to me through nafil acts of worship. Are you doing that? Are you doing that?
Yes.
Are you be doing that?
Yes.
Oh, good. Say with conviction, you're doing it.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Until I love him. If you're doing that, then what? My slave continues to draw closer to me through nafil acts of worship until I love him. Inshallah, you will be certified with his love when you return home. As long as you don't break the rules of etiquaf and over chat and overindulge and oversleep and overeat, which is impossible. Overeating is will continue, and oversleeping will continue. I have my faith in you. You will not disappoint me, believe me. Am I right? Let's see. Mahfuz is shaking his head thinking, he's going to prove me wrong. Let us see. My slave draws closer to me through nafil acts of worship until I love him. Then when I love him, I become his hearing, through which he hears, his sight through which he sees, his hand with which he strikes, and his leg with which he walks. Say Subhanallah. It's a hadith. What's wrong with you? Inshallah, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I shall continue tomorrow. Yeah, yes, tomorrow. Oh, I can finish this. Tomorrow is Jumu'ah, so I may come just slightly before 12:30. Let me finish this. This and many other texts from the Quran and Sunnah indicate the Lord's proximity to the one who obeys and fears him and is mindful of his limits and upholds them. Once on the way to Tabuk, Bunan al-Hamal passed through a desert. He began to feel lonely, and so a caller called out to him, "Why do you feel lonely? Is your beloved not with you?" This shows that whoever is mindful of Allah and upholds his rights will find him right there, front of him in every situation. So take him as your companion and be satisfied with him and dispense with all need for creation. This is what the Gazans have done. The father has lost his child and he's looking up and he says, we are yours. It is mentioned in a hadith as recorded by Tabrani and others. أَفْضَلُ الْإِيمَانِ أَنْ يَعْلَمَ الْعَبْدُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَهُ حَيْثُمَا كَانَ. The best faith is knowing that Allah is with you wherever you are. Again, elaborating on this hadith would prove very lengthy, so we suffice on this brief discussion. One righteous scholar would frequently travel alone. On one occasion, the people came out to bid him farewell, but he sent them back saying, when we set out as night falls and you are in front of us, your remembrance suffices as a guide for our mounts. Shibli used to recite this couplet, and sometimes the gathering would have to be stopped because of the effect it had on him and the audience, i.e. Wajd. What? Wajd. And who is mentioning this? Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, rahmatullahi alayhi. So he believes in Wajd. That makes him a Sufi. Am I right? Salafis, eat your heart out. Well, you shouldn't knock them. They knock us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزل المكد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه دعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عن بد لا تسخط بعده وبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وازواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وازواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وازواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك بدا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصلي على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيتك ما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيتك ما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم جل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات والصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات والصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. تحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. آمين. التحيات الزاكيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. خير الأسماء التحيات طيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. آمين. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله صلوات لله زكاه لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات زكاه لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزكاة لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.